Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the last prophet, was born in the harsh desert land of Arabia, almost 600 years after Jesus, peace be upon him, in the city of Mecca, located in a deep valley surrounded by a curtain of brown and black jagged mountains. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was an orphan. His father had died before he was born, so he was raised and weaned in the desert, according to Arab custom. By the tender age of 6, his mother Amina also died, and he was left all alone to be brought up by his grandfather Abdul Muttalib, and later under the care of his paternal uncle, Abu Talib. Mecca was an important and famous city, primarily because within it stood the Holy Kaaba, the first house ever set up for mankind to glorify the one true God, constructed some 3,000 years earlier by the prophet Abraham, with the help of his first son Ishmael, peace be upon them. It was here, in this deserted and barren valley, that Abraham, according to divine will, had settled his wife Hajar, along with their child Ishmael. So it was that with the passage of time, Mecca gradually became a city of pilgrimage and a flourishing center of culture and trade, through which passed the great trade caravans between Syria in the north and Yemen in the south. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a direct descendant of Abraham through Ishmael, belonging to the noble and renowned family of Bani Hashim. As a shepherd boy, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to tend the sheep and goats around the hills of Mecca, under the bright burning sun. A familiar training, it seems, for those destined to fulfill the role of prophethood.